Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Friday, April 5th, 2024. Well, the Phillies entered their second series of the season, seeking their first series win against the visiting Reds, and they simply fell short, blowing game one of the series and ultimately dropping two of three against a team that they should handle. Win number two of the season was sandwiched by losses number 11,262 and 11,263 of all time. Yeah, we deserve that. All right, let's recap the games. Monday, the Phils got off to an early 2-0 lead, but despite pitching well overall, Christopher Sanchez couldn't hold him. He struck out eight over five innings, but he allowed two runs, left the game tied, and we got all the way to the 10th at 2-2, but then Connor Brogdon lost the strike zone, walked the bases loaded, surrendered a game-winning grand slam to Spencer Steer. Offense couldn't come back in the bottom of that game. It was over. Tuesday brought the lone bright spot of the series as Bryce Harper's bat came alive on a chilly night in South Philly. MV3 did just that, went deep three times, including a game-capping grand slam with Phils up by a pair in the seventh to put it out of reach. Harper's homers left the bat at 108.3 miles per hour. That was the slam, 107.7 miles per hour and 103.3 mile per hour, respectively. And he's just kind of hoped that that locked-in Bryce would carry over into the next one. And, well, we had some hope, at least, but the Phils made us wait all freaking day to get that one in on Wednesday, leaving some very soggy and chilly fans hanging for hours. The Phils bumped the game before it got started to four, but then still delayed it at four for about 4 hours. Game finally got started on 8 p.m. A couple fans stuck around, but not many. Zach Wheeler was ready to rock, however, fanning 10 over six strong innings. He allowed three runs, just one of them earned. The offense did what they've been doing most of the early season, and that's a falling short solo shot from Kyle Schwarber and not a whole lot else. The Phils scratched out just six hits on a cold and rainy night in South Philly. Never really looked all that threatening. Offensively, not great. Looking forward to that off day on Thursday because they couldn't lose again. That's a pretty rough 2-4 start to the season. Back-to-back series losses for the Phils as we open things up here. Not what we wanted to see. And our key takeaway from the series, the pitching continues to impress. The starting pitching, especially Christopher Sanchez and Zach Wheeler, combined for 18 strikeouts over 11 innings against the Reds in their two starts, which we probably should have expected. But Spencer Turnbull also chipped in a very strong effort, filling in for Taijuan Walker as the number fifth starter in the Phillies rotation. Turnbull racked up seven strikeouts over five scoreless innings, allowing just three hits with no walks during the lone win of the series here. And there's been a lot to like of this Phillies rotation so far, even if the offense has not been able to back them up quite yet. Our news and notes. Ricardo Pinto got the call on Tuesday, and we saw his impact immediately. He was stuck in traffic, arrived at the ballpark mid-game, and then came in and tossed four innings of relief, a career high in pitches, got his first career save, and that was replacing Connor Brogdon, who was sent down after Monday's disaster. And then in other news, Taijuan Walker faced hitters on Tuesday, appears to be ramping up well from his bout of shoulder soreness, but we saw Spencer Turnbull throw some nice innings out there, so Phils look like maybe they'll have a little rotation depth when Taijuan is ready to get back. Let's take a quick look around the NL East. The Braves split with the White Sox in a rain-shortened series. They will host Arizona in their home opener on Friday. The Nationals got one from the Red Hot Pirates. They'll host the Phils for their home opening series this weekend. The Marlins got swept by the Angels early this week, then they lost another to the Cardinals on Thursday. They're 0-8 and fading very fast. The Mets finally got their first win, a walk-off win in the second half of Thursday's doubleheader. Their series with the Tigers was all scrambled with the rain, and the Mets will head to Cincy over the weekend. And up next for the Phils, we're heading on down to Washington for a weekend series with the Nationals. The Nats are basically C.J. Abrams surrounded by a fairly unexciting group of vets, a couple other young players sprinkled in there, but really just in the rotation throughout the lineup, just some really old, crusty old vets. Friday, 6:45, Aaron Nola versus Patrick Corbin to get things started. Saturday at 4:05, we're going to have Ranger Suarez versus Cole Irvin, and then Sunday at 1:35, Christopher Sanchez back on the mound versus Mackenzie Gore to wrap up our first series with the Washington Nationals in 2024. Let's hope the Phils will get some nicer weather down in D.C. and start to pile up those wins. We're excited to get back out there on Friday. Have a good weekend, everyone. We'll be back with you on Monday. Go Phils!